Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's our two.
You guys,
he's gonna get you off the hook because it was your fault.
Oh, my fault.
Your fault, dude.
It wasn't my fault.
It was your fault. This is all your fault. It's been your fault that he got hurt. I'm so mad at you,
dude.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins have signed Tyler Huntley, quarterback, to the team. He was on the Ravens practice squad. He's basically spent his entire career with the Ravens outside of being in camp with the Browns this training camp. But he was currently on the Ravens practice squad. Does that mean he has to go to the active roster, Leroy, if they're signing him to their team?
I think you can sign practice squad to practice squad.
Okay. I was wondering if he had to go to the, because if he went to the active roster, one would, then that means they're going to put two on IR, which they haven't officially done yet.
You think they are?
I don't know. That's why I was wondering if he had to go to the active roster.
Someone else has to suit up, right? I mean, we can't.
Somebody else has to suit up. Yes,
you can't just go out there with one quarterback.
Yeah, someone else has to suit up, but you have to decide whether or not you want Tua's roster. If they want somebody else in Tua's roster spot for the next four games, not four weeks, four games. So if that were to be the case, if they do end up putting him on IR, I believe that would take us up to the Cardinals game. Because there's a bye week in there. So let's say they do that. It's Seattle, Tennessee, New England, bye week, Indianapolis.
And so that, the bye week doesn't count.
No. And that would make him, I guess, eligible to come back the 27th against Arizona at home. But Marcos and I were talking about this. It's not the biggest gauntlet in the world, obviously. Yeah. Nothing's going to be easy with not having your starting quarterback, but you're talking.
No division games, right? I don't think I
remember. New England.
Oh, New England.
New England.
Yeah.
He's been pretty feisty.
Yeah, actually.
Pretty feisty. They did lose to Seattle yesterday, but
a lot of like in the games like mishaps. Like it's almost like some of these teams forgot how football is played, right? Like when you got a couple of minutes left to go in the game, the one thing you never do is throw a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want the clock to run. While all of a sudden we throw in these little short incomplete passes, stopping the clock. Guaranteeing that the other team gonna get the ball.
So yeah, I don't know, man. Been some weird. There was some weird games yesterday. Very strange. But anyway, so yeah, that's something to keep an eye on. If the Dolphins do decide that they're gonna put Tua out for the next four games, which look, the last time this happened, he basically missed. And I'm talking like with the last time this happened viciously like this on Thursday Night Football, he missed about a month.
Yeah.
He missed about a month, and then he had the one at the end of the season with Green Bay. But
he needs to wear his helmet inside his head.
Yeah.
Because if it's the jarring of the brain,
mm-hmm.
we need to go ahead on and give him some more fluid.
And then, yeah, people also say, like, should he go with the Guardian cap too? Give him all the caps, whatever, yeah, everything, sure. anything, whatever the they West can do.
Still, see,
and also, no, and
do you understand that putting the Guardian cap on doesn't matter?
Why?
Because it's the jarring of your brain in your head.
Can't hurt.
So whether you hit something hard or soft, if the brain juggles in your head, that's what caused the concussion.
Give him every kind of cap there is to give him. I don't care if he needs it or not. Give him the cap. Give him one of those cowboy collars that Zach Thomas used to wear. Give him one of those.
I tried one of those for a year.
Give him whatever it takes, and then also never run again. Never.
His over under is going to be plus a half.
Easy money, baby.
In fact, I think if he runs,
yeah,
he should be tased.
He should be fined.
Penalized.
No, I want Mike McDaniel to come out and fine him $1,000 for every yard he runs.
No, you know why you can't do that?
What?
Because if it's 3rd and 5 at the end of a football game and he have 10 yards he can get, yeah, you got to play football, man.
You got to play football, Leroy. You got to play football. Well, how about we paid $160 million for a statue? That's expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's exactly what I wanted. I told you all off season it was the dumbest thing ever for him to get nimble or mobile. And by the way, a lot of good it did. Like, you really saw him go off the cuff anyway with his throws, Marcos. The only thing that it did was give him a false sense of security, and he still got hurt. And it's your fault!
No, that you never saw that one play that he did where he extended it for 3 seconds.
The play in preseason where he went up against a grocery bagger in the backfield?
That was good. Sorry, bringing me back flashbacks.
You bastard.
Nimble on his toes. Clearly the offense calls for that. Skylar Thompson is going to be rolling out. We got Snoop Huntley, mobile, 4.5. I don't know if you did that.
What?
Yeah, it's in his 40.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't 10 years ago. but it was
what
a
year is this man?
Year 4?
Ah, look at that. Inflation. So really, he runs a 4.4.
He made a Pro Bowl in his first 4 years of the league, and now he's a...
Leroy, he's one of the most notorious Pro Bowler, like, ridiculous. Remember, it was a flag football game. He had more picks than interceptions that year.
Yeah.
And
those are the same thing.
I'm sorry. He had more touchdowns than interceptions. You're right. Minus one. I apologize. He had in that season. These were his.
So,
this was his Pro Bowl season. Okay.
No.
2-2.
Yeah.
He threw for 658 yards.
Ooh.
He threw for 2 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Oof.
He only played 4 games?
Yeah, there was a game. It's when Lamar got hurt. That's like who we went in there for.
So check this out. Here's the crazy thing.
Must have literally ran out of everyone.
Yeah. It literally ran out of everybody. I don't know, man. Like, there's certain things that I think we put ourselves in that we probably shouldn't. And all I hope for is Tua's well-being, and I hope he has the people around him to be able to make a solid choice moving forward, and then we just respect his choice, right? For people that have never kind of experienced it or gone through it or have, you know, or understand not the money part of it, but the competitive part of it, right? I think they're being a little bit unfair. And to see guys on TV, I think, who's it? Teddy from the Patriots.
Bruschi.
Yeah.
Teddy Bruschi said it perfectly. He said he had to have a stent put in his heart or something put in his heart because he had a stroke when he was 31 years old.
Yep.
And he said he asked all the questions. Hey, so if I get hit really hard, is this thing going to move? And they basically said, hard to say.
Yeah.
And he still went
doctors
out
always want to leave themselves wiggle room.
Right, that's it. Which you can't get an honest answer because everybody's so scared of getting sued that you end up making decisions based on your medical history and not on your medical knowledge.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. Nobody wants – and so the same thing's going to be this way for Tua, right? So I hope that he gets the right advice. He gets the right the doctors around him, you know, let him know when he's healthy and when he can go and not worry about how it looks or it is. You are or you aren't. As simple as that. And then he can make his own decision. But for us to you know, I kind of understand the part, not the money part, but I understand the part of everybody's been in his ear and on his back his whole career. And he finally gets a chance to show everybody what he can and can't do. And he doesn't want it to end with people saying, see, I told you. Just those words, which is everybody, like, you know how many texts I got? Knew he wasn't the guy because he got hurt. For this young man, for Tua, he is the only person that I've ever seen lead a sport in a category and people still treat him like he's Daniel Jones. Right? So.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I've been a Tua backer his entire career. I've always been a Tua fan. But I do think that one of the reasons I thought it was stupid that Frog Boy wanted him to run was you knew this was an element of his of his history.
He's not a big dude.
He's not a big guy.
Can he slide? I haven't seen Cam Ward take a hit all season.
You know what? Here, Marcos. Can I just tell you, I've told you 1,000 times.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Most of my concussions came from people I didn't see.
Yeah. Got to open your
eyes.
So,
for you to think. I agree. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Gotta open your eyes.
No, but like...
They fast, too. They big and fast.
But this is... I think the thing that was jarring about this with his last ones, it was always the same way. It was always he was getting thrown onto the back of his head.
Can't do nothing about that.
And he took the precautions of learning how to fall and to try and improve that. And it seemed like it really, really worked.
Yeah.
I think the thing that's jarring about this is everybody has said, like, this was not a violent play.
Well,
this was not a violent play, and and his body had a very violent reaction to a play that did not seem that violent. And so what everybody I think looks at with him is like, you really do feel, Leroy, like it could be on any play for him. Because remember the last time that this happened, his season ended the next day at practice or the next day in film because they didn't know. And he's like, I couldn't remember what that play was. So, yeah, I do think, like, I get people who say it's his decision, and I'm for you. I get it, it's his decision. I'm not going to knock him if he continues to play because I think he's going to continue to play. But I also have a little bit of a hard time people saying, hey, nobody's allowed to have a take on this that they're a little worried about watching him play football because.
No, but that's not here. That's not what the take is.
No, people have that take. They do. If you're adding on to this being the reason why he's not the guy, okay, if you had durability questions about him, he's had durability issues. He's had durability issues.
So have half the quarterbacks.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, like, there's nobody. You're really going to watch him this year? You're not going to have any issues or you're not going to have any worries watching him?
Here's what I would say. This is the honest truth. See, because I can be honest about it. Like, keep in mind, I got stretchered and took to a hospital because I hit somebody that was 145 pounds because I turned my head the same way Tua did. Same exact thing, except I ended up on a stretcher in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what happened. Okay? But here's the deal. I am always going to watch Tua and always look and say, is he protecting himself? Did that hit do this or did that hit do that? It's human nature. Right? I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about all the other stuff about people saying what Tua should or shouldn't do. That's the part I have a problem with. You turn on TV, nobody's talking about, you know, I hope he's okay or whatever. Oh, this is what I would do. Right? You see what I'm saying? So knowing that every one of those players at some point during their career had to make that decision, is it worth me coming back?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, and every one of them will tell you, I didn't want to go out like that.
Okay, but not all of them did, though. Not all. Andrew Luck didn't. Luke Kuechly didn't. Not all of them did.
But Andrew Luck decided not to come back.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, not everybody. But not everybody has the take. I want to keep. I keep wanting to put myself on the line like
right,
that.
I understand that. I understand that. Again, I'm not telling Tua what to do. I'm not suggesting what he should do. So I'm never going to have that take with Tua. I only had that take with me, and I've heard people say that. Right? It was the same. Remember Charles Barkley limping through a half with San Antonio? His whole thing was, I didn't want to not, right? He could barely run.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the mentality of some people. That. So, I don't know, again, I don't know if Tua feels that way or not. All I want him to do is be healthy, and I want for him to make a decision. And I can live with any decision he makes because I respect him as a man. But for all these people out here saying what he should or what I would do, and no. That's not for us to decide. And so, and I'm not going to lie. The next time he plays, if I see 30 yards in front of him, I'm going to just start to be yelling Cam Ward. You know, Cam Ward run over to the sideline as soon as somebody get close.
Yeah, he does. That's a good point, Leroy. That is a good point.
Yeah. You mean against Ball State?
Oh, well, you know.
Right. No. He that's also Ball State. He ain't playing against Georgia.
The Gators. Remember that, though? Ooh, SEC.
Oh, yeah, hey. They've been off to a tremendous start this year.
Not good.
I mean, the Gators and FSU are bringing shame to the state.
They're not SEC, dude. Pick another initial to put on the end of that.
Yeah, BUM.
What if he plays one more year? What if he's like, hey, I'm just going to ride out the rest of this year, Super Bowl or bust?
Who, Tua?
Tua, yeah. Just going to ride whatever, it out.
Again, and at the end of the year, if he says, you know, I've thought about it, and, you know, I don't want to put myself through this. I got a family or whatever. Mm-hmm. I would understand. Again, I'm not going to say what he should and shouldn't do. I'm just like looking around and hearing people telling everybody what they should or shouldn't do, knowing damn well, dude, if you had a chance to get that money, you would get that money. You try whatever you can to get that money. So I'm not.
Yeah, but this was a question before he even got the money. Like this was a question before he even got a big signing bonus. Like this was
he didn't come back for the money. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, like the whole. I don't know.
You can't say he didn't do it then and say he won't do it now.
I think that there's probably a level and a spectrum of what people will go for and what they want to put themselves through. Look, I don't know what that is. I'm not inside of his head. I think, yes, I'm not saying he's doing it all for the money, but right. It would be silly to think that being at a point where you were a couple years ago to where you are now isn't different and doesn't give you more pause, and especially with having two young babies.
Yes, again, to take all of his outlying circumstances and make them a part of it is probably only natural. But you have to understand, man, I've seen guys go on the field and try to play with some unbelievable stuff that people would just not, you know, I had a finger folded over to on the top of my hand, and I took some tape from Steve and taped it up and kept going in that series.
I don't want to talk about that.
I didn't think anything was wrong with it, right? And so, like, I'm trying to explain to you the mentality of a competitor and how you spend most of your career trying to prove naysayers wrong. My own perfect example. When Cleveland or Baltimore shipped me out for Bam Morris, my next four injuries, all I kept thinking about was, is Bam still playing? It didn't have nothing to do with how much I was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't about the money. It was about the fact that somebody called me a failure by sending me somewhere else. And sometimes that mentality takes over that it never. Sure.
I think if he were to end his career today, there would be a lot of those, like, you know.
He'd be miserable.
I think that's definitely part of it.
He'd be miserable unless somebody told him he could not play. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the difference. If the medically they come in and say, Tua, you cannot play anymore. That's a totally different situation than him just deciding, I can't do it. Because as a football player, it makes you look soft.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you look like you got no fight. It makes, even if that's not the case, I would not pass judgment on Tua, whatever he decided to do.
We'll take a break. Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums next. The frog pony?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQAM on-air staff and newly announced guest, the Heat's Duncan Robinson.
Whoa!
Will also be there. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQAM.com, which gets you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly and come hang out with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Yes, Leroy, let me just finish the read, and then you can ask a question. It's Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit CohenandJudah.com and to see partner reviews. Go ahead, Leroy.
Now to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes.
Tobin and Leroy. So, if Dunks comes in there and has himself a nice whiskey and smoke a nice cigar, You're not going to do the fat cat to him, are you?
No, what are you talking about?
Because that is kind of the epitome of fat cat. You get a little money and now you sipping on whiskey and smoking a cigar.
He only had 1.5 fat cat seasons. He has since,
you know, in those same fat cat seasons, he was the quickest man ever in the NBA record history holder. To get to 500.
That's right. He's a record holder.
And you still called him a fat cat.
Only when it was deserved. But
wait, what? Like, why do you think? Do you think people are supposed to make 5 threes every game?
It wasn't just me. I mean, like, don't act like he didn't lose his job to Max Strus. And secondly, I also have coined the term the Dunkyard Dog, which now everybody's calling him. They're making merch. Everybody refers to him as Dunkyard Dog now. So don't also forget what I've also coined him as now, because he's gone from Fat Cat to Dunkyard Dog.
You're trying to wiggle out.
I'm not wiggling out of it. Just what's fair is fair.
I'm just saying this. The epitome of Fat Cat is sipping on a whiskey and smoking a cigar.
Nah, not anymore.
If you see Dunks sitting in chit-chatting, smoking a cigar. And,
anybody can enjoy their off-season.
You never say anything about what people are doing?
Never, dude, never. Oh, you enjoy goodness. Your off-season how you want to enjoy your off-season.
What?
Enjoy your off-season. It's your time. That's your time.
You've never complained that maybe people should be getting playing more basketball?
Nah. The only time, listen, and by the way, we've come to the root of this issue.
If you say the only time, that means yes, you have.
The only time I ever got on Duncan Robinson was this nonsense because J.J. Redick was a bad influence on him. And J.J. Redick was like, you should podcast. And so then all of a sudden he's like, all right, I guess I got a podcast because J.J. Redick is podcasting. But then he realizes, well, I shouldn't act like J.J. Redick because it's enough of J.J. Redick. Like, I just want to be my own person. And when he was his own person, then all of a sudden what happened? Dunkyard Dog taking it to the hoop, filling it up, doing all types of things on his game.
I almost had the record size bass in the boat. Almost. And right at the last minute,
he just wiggled out,
got off the hook. You are a piece of work.
That's not true.
Dude, you are amazing.
I'm going to tell you the truth about it. Duncan Robinson getting hurt last year, his back going, getting jacked up. People can point to Jimmy and people can point to Terry Rozier. But I said when it happened, I said, he can't overcome an injured Duncan Robinson. And it was the truth.
Especially the way he was playing.
He was playing amazing. And then all of a sudden, he's got a back like an old person in Century Village. I don't know what happened. Can somebody get the Heat good mattresses? Wait, who the hell is the mattress sponsor for the Heat?
Do you know how much jumping and running and bouncing as somebody who's 6'8", 6'9", it takes a toll.
Do you think he did Pilates in the offseason? What do you think he did?
Ah, Pilates.
Also, speaking of old, this Ira Winderman, I love him to death.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't know what the hell this is.
But buckle up for safety, Ira.
Ira had this Ask Ira column, which is, I love the Ask Ira column. And he tweeted something out today.
Okay, you said I love this and I love that. You get ready to go.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's using words that are too big, and I don't like it.
Marcos, get ready.
It's a setup.
You can just tell where this is going.
He said, should there be concern with the Heat now with 6 Trescenarians, in parentheses, look it up, or is it more about the Vicenarians? The latest, Ask Ira. I'm like, huh?
Wait, can I ask you a question? Because here's where I know. Before you brought this to our attention,
yeah.
Did you look up the two words?
I did afterwards.
Okay, and give us a definition.
Well, what the hell is it? Tricenarian is a fancy word for someone in their 30s. And I'm just like...
And the other one is somebody in their 20s?
I'm guessing so. I didn't even look that one up. I was like, you know what? I'm tired.
you looked up one word.
I don't like... Can I just say, I don't like when wordsmiths and writers try and flex their mighty pen. Whoa. You know? Him and Barry Jackson, they try and get very fancy with their verbiage. And I'm just like, I'm tired. Can you just...
You like much, much simpler terms.
Could you dumb it down for me, please? In the words of Tyler Hero. That's a big word for me, dog.
Nah, that's a big word. Nah,
it's a big word for me, dog.
It's a good call. It's a good call.
Not like
there's
not
so
like
many of them, too.
Nothing like trying to read your favorite you know, writer, and then he hit you with a couple of words.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Tricenarian.
The old use big words without fully understanding their meaning.
Exactly, dude.
You know, it goes on for quite some time, apparently. Vicenarian, quadragenarian.
Is Vicenarian 20s?
Indeed.
Okay.
29, quadragenarian.
All right, 40, so 49. Like a normal person, it should have been written, is there concern that the Heat now have six players in their 30s, or is it more about the players in their 20s?
Wow.
Which is a good question.
That's why we look to you, Tobin, to break it down.
I was like,
thank
what?
You.
And I didn't even look in the column. Like, did somebody actually write that to him?
He's writing his own questions. He just exposed himself right there.
No, maybe.
Oh, who used to do that? Remember that? That's old radio.
They used to, like fake texts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Nonagenarian person in their 90s.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It would be funny if, like, some guy was, like, a sommelier was sitting there with, like, he's like, very, the berries. They're developing quite. Let me write to Ira. I have a question.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, a little pretentious.
I think the guys writing Ira are drinking Budweiser.
He wrote.
Right?
I think they're like me, drinking the Tito's and lemonade in their pool, being like, "Hey, Ira, you think this is the season that Bam's actually a four? Time to move him out of the paint." Oh, man. Anyway, listen. You can like big words all you want, but let me tell you something.
Oh boy.
Big words don't mean nothing if it's not working in the bedroom.
Whoa!
That's why, even if you don't have your thesaurus handy, I got two easy words for you.
What's that?
Blue Chew, my friend! Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it! So whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single trying to impress someone new, Blue Chew is for you, and I got a special deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You go to BlueChew.com, and at checkout, use the promo code SHOWPONY. You're paying just $5 for shipping, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. All right, no doctor's visits, no pharmacy visits, no weird conversations you don't want to have. It just gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package. So whether you're a what the hell did he call it? A tricenarian?
A tricenarian.
A quadricenarian.
Yeah.
All right. A veterinarian.
Wow.
Whatever's not working in the bedroom, let's a little bump, baby. A little Blue Chew for you. Go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. You're getting your first month free. BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com.
SHOWPONY. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bomb!
It's that time, people! Let's gather around the locker room. Coach Leroy Horde has some game balls and game bums to hand out. What do you got today, Leroy?
Bum! My game ball is going to go to the New Orleans Saints.
Man, dude.
Quietly, you have scored 80-something points. Right? In the first 2 weeks.
They got Kubiak's kid calling plays?
I think so.
Wow.
I just know. Holy smokes.
Kubiak's kid.
I also want to give a shout out to all the running backs in the NFL.
The guy who directed The Shining?
Can't get paid, who have shown that you may be the most important part in winning. Because all the teams that can run the football are winning. So I hope that turns around a little bit. People start understanding. And I've always told you, Tobin, if you can't run the ball, you can't win.
Listen, dude, I don't root for any Philadelphia, but it's tough for me not to tune into the Eagles tonight and root for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be rooting for, because I'm only going to go back to Hard Knocks about their owner, who basically hit his GM with, don't lose. And he let Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles and 3 touchdowns his first week. Who knows what they do tonight? I will say, though, Leroy, you know, we were talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers, how he's not bouncing back. Mm. Some of these practice videos of Kirk Cousins,
ooh,
he is moving
Woo!
He did not beat science. He did not beat science.
Oh, no, no.
Again, to think that everybody is going to pull the Tom Brady is being a little ridiculous.
The Jalen Phillips.
No.
Oh, you mean
the Tom Brady and play until they're 40, 42, 43 years old.
That's crazy.
Right? It's just crazy to me. So, but yeah, you know what it looks like? It looks like he's damn near 40.
Yep.
And he had a major surgery.
Sure does.
Like, that's not, like, okay. They did draft a quarterback, though, because they got him.
Oh, yeah.
Heat Colt says, game ball to Minshew to Devontae Adams. Sounds like somebody who had him in fantasy.
Hey. Big shock on the Raiders, too. The Raiders are, you know, kind of, everybody said, oh, they got the new coach. That's a cute story. But they're playing. They're playing pretty good football.
Their coach, who basically told, he said he told Tua to hang him up last week. True. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
Like you would want that, wouldn't you, Raiders? Like coach?
Well, they if Tua does come back, what is it? Week. When do they get the Raiders? Week 11.
Yeah.
If Tua, Raiders visit.
If Tua's a dog, he'll put up 400 yards that game.
Yeah.
Retire this.
But that's kind of how his career is going to go from now on,
yep.
Right? Told you, everybody, you know, naysayers. My game bums.
Boom.
I got a couple.
Ball State.
Whoa.
Not Ball State. Not Ball State.
62 to nothing. Listening.
They did their best.
Zero.
But here they were outclassed. I'm not going to ever step on those teams because those teams come in and play these these big D1 universities for the simple fact of getting that check.
Did Letterman go to Ball State?
I think so. You keep asking that. Could have found out by now.
Wow. Little,
I'm just saying.
Slippy there.
Jeez.
But my game bum is going to go to, besides a couple of teams, some of the raggediest looking offensive football that I've seen to start a season in a long time. Mm. It looks terrible.
Very true.
I mean, I've never seen so many quarterbacks throw for less than 200 yards. Go look it up. It is crazy.
Yep.
So, I don't know whether that's a preseason thing and not playing any during the preseason or just the way defenses are playing now. But it's a rent. A lot of sacks. Quarterbacks getting sacked all over the place. Everybody want to say their offensive line is struggling or whatever. I don't know what to make of it. It's just bad offensive football, except for the teams that run and play action, which has been the basic fundamentals of offensive football for however many years. Run the football, establish the run, play action, opens everything up. That's the way it's been. That's the way people talk about it. Now these, you know, coaches have come in and say, no, we're going to throw the short pass and use that as a run. Not working out.
Did you see Bryce Young came out and they're asking him, like, hey, because, I mean, him and the Panthers are all getting booed to high hell. And he goes, "What is where's your confidence at right now?" And he goes, "My confidence comes from the Lord."
A little Dabo Sweeney there.
I'm like, well, you might want to call him up, dude, and say, you might want to throw up a few more fathers.
Tell him send down a little more confidence.
Wow.
Confident. I draw my confidence from the Lord. So I'm very blessed. I'm grateful for this challenge. Not ideal start, but God has everything for a reason. So I have faith in that.
Bryce, a lot of boos in the home stadium today. Is that something you hear and something that bothers you?
I respect the passion that the city has for the team. So, obviously that's part of it. So I respect the passion of the city.
Man.
Wow.
You got passion, all right, buddy.
What was his final numbers yesterday?
Hey, 3.
18 of 26 for 84 yards.
But guess what?
What?
Is that, to me, that's not really that big much of a difference with 18-26 for 140, which is a lot of quarterbacks throwing for.
That's what Herbert did, yeah. Herbert yesterday, right. 14-20.
Like, it's crazy.
Herbert, 14-20, 130.
But they ran for damn near 200.
Yeah, they did. J.K. Dobbins.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, he still hasn't thrown a touchdown.
They basically stole the Ravens' backfield. It's Harbaugh.
Yeah, right. Gus and Gus Edwards.
They got Gus and J.K. Gus Edwards.
And guess how much they ran for?
219 as a team.
Yep, there you go. Go ahead. Like, if you want to see, you want to buy football.
Let me tell you something. If you guys want to see some passing, you watch the Hurricanes.
Oh,
you watch the Hurricanes.
Gunslinger.
That's college. Because all you need is big guys up front, right?
Oh.
And if you're bigger than the other team, which they were, they dominated Ball State.
Yep.
But I'm just like, I don't know if it's just because of the preseason that it looks so, but offensive football has not looked that good.
I know. Sucks.
And I've never, dude, if a quarterback threw for less than 200 yards in the last 5 years, everybody would be like, oh, there's some concerns offensively. Now you got 20 of the 32 teams that I can go and look, and what is it, 20? 20. I want to say 20 of the 32 teams, the quarterback didn't throw for 200 yards. That got to be, somebody got to make some of that. That's crazy to me.
I'm laughing at Cap for Life, who's just shouting via chat.
I was just going to respond.
Tobin, you know Big O has jumped ship on Uno. The media is fed up. Ethan is not falling for the BS anymore. Dave Hyde not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
Okay.
Well, if Ethan Skolnick is off, then I guess we all got to be rats off a ship on Tua. If Ethan's gone.
That seems like a popular, you know, I'm lucky that one bad game didn't make me, you know, this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if Tua don't throw for 350 and three touchdowns, everybody gonna say I told you.
It's a little unfair though. We weren't able to really diagnose his performance because of the injury.
We did diagnose his performance. His performance sucked.
No, it wasn't good.
His performance was terrible.
Let me ask you a question.
A lot.
Is it just
should have ran more
Tua? Or when you look around the league, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are having the same. It's bad offensive football throughout the league.
I can't. Poopart tried to tell us.
It's good. He knows them all.
Just so you know, if you've had a Tua take, Cap for Life is he's keeping notes.
Soften Dean trying to warn us.
Come on.
Yeah, listen, we did talk about it though, Marcus. Yeah, they got embarrassed. It's like, look, it is one of these things where like you never want to like the bigger story is obviously Tua's health and his head, but yes, the idea that they got absolutely humiliated once again by Buffalo.
Bludgeoned.
Doesn't help. It was not great that Mike McDaniel once again was put in the high chair by Sean McDermott because Sean McDermott is like motion schmotion.
Yeah.
They don't have any defenders left other than their front four. Those guys are good, really? But they like they have found linebackers, safeties, and corners. I think on want ads like Craigslist, yeah. And they're fine. They're like, oh, we lost another one of those. Doesn't matter. We'll still shut out the Dolphins.
You know what it is? It's the positioning of them, right? Remember, I showed you on the board.
He did. He brought out the board.
Oh, nice.
I brought out the board, and I showed you what they do. Hmm. And now you add two new receivers who don't quite understand the intricacies of running those routes in the middle of the field, and it looks even worse.
I'll never trust Dairyland Express again for telling me that Grant DuBose was one of the people that the Packers will regret cutting. Take a break. Back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.